something you're very sensitive about, I think, all the time.
Yeah.
Like blacks, normal blacks, they very little consciousness, I mean, about the language, because there are a few blacks that I know will never really say, try to maybe say correct to someone when they may be making a grammatical error, or they might make fun of it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's more or less understood or an accepted thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you might feel self-conscious if you're in the presence of some white. There's certain, maybe certain slang words that some blacks, when they among themselves, they're not conscious of the fact when they use them. Whereas if a white person come around, they might be more conscious of it at that particular time and maybe decide to use a better word or a different word.
So
I think that might be what.
That's kind of an important feature, I think,
of
the difference.
This is, I guess, a guarded type, you know, it's like a guarded type slang or expression, and they may say, man, this is ours. You know, you're not supposed to know this, you know what I mean? If you want to talk a jive talk or whatever, this is our language, you know what I mean? We're not going to share it with you because you're not supposed to know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you did, you know, you wouldn't know what it means.
Right.
Or something like this. So, I find it all the time.
Yeah. That's very interesting. You find there's a different language that you use, or there are differences even among black people that you would use, like, let's say, with your own family and the guys downtown.
Yeah, definitely. You try, as a parent, you know, you're very conscious of what you say around the kids because they like tape recorders, you know, they play it back when they want to, at most opportune times, you know, and you try to not to. I suppose you'd say you try not to set the wrong examples around the kids of talking the type of language that you know you don't particularly approve of in them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they hear you say certain words and they feel as though maybe it's okay, Daddy said it. And sometimes that might be the same type of word you disapprove of for them to use, and then they run it right back by you, you know, so you're very conscious about things like that sometimes.
Yeah.
You're not as I don't think you're as successful as you would like to be around the kids, because sometimes in anger and excitement and different various things around how you might, something might slip. But then you are conscious of the fact when it does slip, you know, and sometimes you feel as though, like myself, well, they understood that maybe Daddy was mad, and he wouldn't have said that if he hadn't been. You know, at normal time when he's not mad, he doesn't talk this way, you know, or something like that. And they know that maybe that was the type of language maybe Daddy was expecting himself as being very mad. And unless they kind of consider themselves very mad, they wouldn't utilize that type of language around me.
Yeah.
Around their mother, especially their mother.
Yeah.
You know. Or their grandparents, for that matter. When their grandparents come around, they're much more conscious. I'm much more conscious about the type of language that they use than maybe the kind of language they use when they're around the two of us.
Yeah.
Because our parents was quite strict. And they demanded a lot of respect, and most of the respect was in the language that you used around them. So when you're around your kids, you speak one way, and then when company comes, you might tend to speak another way. But if the kids come through, or if the presence of the kids and they happen to be around, you very definitely are conscious of the conversation, including what the particular businesses are saying, you know.
Yeah.
And then if you should happen to go outside and go downtown, you know, with the guys that you know, something like that.
Drinking buddies and going.
Yeah, drinking buddies. There's another language that you normally pick up.
Yeah.
So I think this sometimes what tends to be one of the what causes the black people in a sense to have so much problem in mastering what we call the English language. And when I was overseas, you know, in France, we had some British blokes that worked with you, you know, in France, and they used to tell us that you bloody Americans don't speak English, you speak American. You know, they speak English, you know.
Yeah.
And they would be, sometimes they would talking, and you wouldn't understand a word they're saying.
Yeah.
And but they were speaking English.
Yeah.
And they used to get up like, you know, say, you don't speak English, you speak bloody American, you know. And then the differences in the black and the white, you speak almost two different languages. And then in the Southern and the Yankee, you got another, well, you got, you know, the gold, I guess. But there is a difference sometimes in the way of a particular person speaks and black persons that live, say, northeast of the Mason-Dixon and come down